Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1340, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, Mort Dixon, Gene Goldkett, Frank Hutchison, and George Olson all have birthday segments. And you'll hear more from Roop Biggedike. Last week, March 20th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of Morton Harold Dixon, better known as Mort. He served in the Army during World War I and directed the Army show Whiz Bang, which toured France after the war. Back in New York, he worked in vaudeville and had success with his first published song, That Old Gang of Mine. He contributed to several Broadway scores as well as nearly 20 film scores. He died March 23, 1956, in Bronxville, New York. He collaborated with composers including Billy Rose, Ray Henderson, and Harry Warren on hits such as Happiness Ahead, Nagasaki, You're My Everything, and these.
Pink elephant on the table, pink elephant on the chair, pink elephant on the ceiling, pink elephants everywhere. I hid my head right in the bed and I said a prayer. When I awoke again, what do you think was there? Pink elephant on the ceiling, pink elephant on the wall. A lavender alligator was running around the hall. Now I'm through making whoopee, I've raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore. Yesterday a traveling salesman came into my house. He was just as shaky and as nervous as a mouse. He said I was at a party, we broke up at 4. When I woke up this morning, this is what I saw. Pink elephants on the window, pink elephants on the sill. An elephant on the sideboard was kissing a whippoorwill. I saw a monkey dancing with a purple cow. The cuckoo came out of the clock and said, meow. Pink elephants on my trousers, pink elephants on my coat. A polka dot boa constrictor was shaving a billy goat. A beetle lay beside me, he started in to snore. Oh, I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore. On the ceiling, pink elephants everywhere. I hid my head right in the bed and I said a prayer. When I woke up again, what do you think was there? Pink elephants on the ceiling, pink elephants on the wall. A lavender alligator was running around the hall. Now I'm through making whoopee, cause I've raised my hand and swore that I never intend to ever see those pink elephants anymore.
Just put that map right on your lap and spread it on your knee. Say, that geography don't seem right to me. There's cities here and cities there and cities all around. But there's a spot the map forgot, and that's just where I'm bound. Not here, no, not there. It's 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown. Not here, not there, but I'm all set to go there, so I'll make a break and take a last look in the mirror. Where's my hat? Where's my coat? Where's my leather bag? Send my trunk to the place written on the tag. Not here, not there, it's 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown. Catch a little train at 5:30. Have a little cry when I arrive. Kind of funny little yellow pup. Eat a little meal and Ma warmed up. Have a little gathering every night of a little family, snug and tight. Just a little love and sympathy, the greatest thing in all the world to me. I'd love to go back to that little old hut where the door is wide open except when it's shut. I long for the kitchen where Mammy would bake the pies that my daddy would throw in the lake. When I think of that schoolhouse, my eyes fill with tears. I never went near it for 17 years. And out in the fields I can see my old gent milking the cow that Sears Roebuck sent. And I long for the horse that demanded a stall with pictures of actresses all over the wall. What wouldn't I give for the washtub's sweet scent and the moss-covered bathtub where we never went? When I think of my last visit home, I can cry. I said, Mammy and Daddy, I've come home to die. But Mammy and Daddy just made a quick lunge and said, feed it, you bozo, you've come home to sponge. Porter man, put my grip in that upper berth. Engineer, just Peter Cole, go for all your worth. Not here, not there, it's 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown.
Do 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 do
I've played Bam Bam Bammy Shore by Ted Lewis and Billy Jones, but they're for the first time on the show. You have the Revelers with their November 5th, 1925 recording, Take 5 of 5 on Victor 19848. Accompanying Louis James, Franklin Bauer, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn was Ed Smalley playing Ray Henderson's tune. Before that, written with Ernest Brewer, Not Here, Not There, It's 50 Miles from Nowhere. I've played it by Bailey's Lucky Seven and Bob Herring, but that's a first for Billy Murray's November 1923 recording on Victor 19221. We started a little tribute to Mort Dixon with a Harry Woods collaboration, Pink Elephants. You've heard it by Venuti and Lang and George Olson, but that was Zadie Jackson on Parlophone 1481, made in London on March 10, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Hold It Still by Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers, composed by Roop Bigadike, pianist in the band. Of course, with a name like Roop Bigadike, I had to find out more about him, but there isn't much more out there to find out. Rupert Bigadike, Estes Manasco, and Herbert Snooks Friedman were playing in Bob Miller's orchestra in Memphis in late 1927 when they left to form Snooks and his Memphis Ramblers. Besides Hold It Still, Bigadike composed only two other tunes that I know of, Hot Dog, which he recorded with Snooks but went unissued, and this one.
All day, all night I dream of you, loving, trusting, hoping you're true. The white rose, flower so fair, shares its fragrance on the air. Kiss me, darling, so I will know you are the sweetheart of TKO. Thank you.
To go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
I understand the reason why you're sentimental, for so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is. Romance, you can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, go.
Please be sweet, my chickadee, and when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable,
it's delirious, it's dilemma,
it's delimit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
But oh so neat has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks him dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools him down. Now, fellas, she can't get a fella she ain't met. Georgia claim her, Georgia name her, sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
Tom Lord's jazz discography lists more than 1,300 recordings of Sweet Georgia Brown, but there's one of the better ones by Snooks Friedman and the Memphis Ramblers on Victor 22779, recorded May 21st, 1931. Hard to tell, but Roop Bigadike is in there on piano, but he doesn't have solos on many of his recordings with Friedman. Roop Bigadike recorded six sides with Will Osborne and his orchestra on November 23, 1936, and before Sweet Georgia Brown, we heard one of them, Cole Porter's It's DeLovely on Decca 1058. Dick and Dorothy Rogers are the vocalists, but again, no solo for Roop. We started our little tribute to Roop Bigadike with The Sweetheart of TKO, co-written with Oscar Papa Celestine. And that was Papa Celestine's original Tuxedo Orchestra on Columbia 14396D, recorded in the Godshaw Building in New Orleans on December 13, 1928. Abby Foster sang the Oscar Hart and Julian James lyrics. TKO is the fraternity Theta Kappa Omega, founded in 1872 at the California Military Academy. At one time it had chapters across the country, but was defunct by the end of the 1960s. Last week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1893 in Portland, Oregon, of George Monroe Olson. He learned to play violin, piano, and drums at an early age, and led a drum and bugle band at his military school. He enrolled in the University of Michigan to study law, but his interest in music won out, and he formed his first dance band, a six-piece group in which he was drummer, in Portland in 1917. In 1924, Olson broadcast from Portland over station KWG, billed as dance music by George Olson's Metropolitan Orchestra of the Hotel Portland. After a time in California, he was hired by Florence Ziegfeld to play in the musical comedy Kid Boots in New York, and other Broadway shows followed, as well as nightclub appearances at Jack White's 54th Street Club, The Rendezvous, and the Club Richmond. He achieved national fame with his Victor recording of Who in 1925, by which time the band had grown into a 16-piece orchestra and featured vocalist Ethel Shute, who would become Mrs. George Olson. It was Olson's PR man, Gil Bogue, who came up with the title George Olson and His Music. In the early 30s, the band returned to Los Angeles to play the Plantation Ballroom and make some movie shorts. After a final engagement at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago in 1951, George Olson retired from band leading and opened a restaurant in Paramus, New Jersey. He died on his birthday, March 18th, in 1971. Here's George Olson. Thank you.
smiling, try to be happy when skies are gray. Just cheer up, skies will soon clear up, gloom is passé. Oh, Blue Baby, why do you mope? Don't give up hope. You'll find you'll cover no ground wearing a frown. Although you've been neglected, come do the unexpected. Blue Baby, smile away all your blues. Just cheer up, skies will soon clear up, gloom is passé. Oh, do, 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 do. Although you've been neglected, come do the unexpected.
I Feel at Home with You, written by Rodgers and Hart, from the two-act musical A Connecticut Yankee, which opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on November 3, 1927, and ran for a whopping 421 performances. and then had a 1943 revival. You heard it in 2024 by Scrappy Lambert, but you haven't heard Olsen's version on the show in more than two decades. It has what I call an unresolved ending, on a minor chord, or sounding as if the end is cut off early. Victor 21034 was recorded just 2 days before the show's opening. Back in 2010, listener Joachim in Amsterdam requested three specific tunes by three specific artists. I had all of the songs, but not by any of the artists Joachim had requested. But after 16 years, I've finally fulfilled one of Joachim's requests, Blue Baby, Why Are You Blue, by George Olsen and his music, on Victor 21025, made October 14, 1927. Raymond Clogus, Billy Haid, and Grace Green wrote Blue Baby, which also has an unresolved ending. The vocal trio was Bob Borger, Frank Fry, and Bob Rice. We started a little tribute to George Olsen with A New Kind of Man, written by Sidney Clare and Leon Flatow. Victor 19375 was recorded June 5, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1893 in Patras, Greece, of John Goldkett, better known by his middle name of Jean Goldkett. At age 10, he studied piano at the Moscow Conservatory, and after the family emigrated to the U.S. in 1911, he received further musical training at the American Music Conservatory in Chicago. His recording career began in 1916 when he made a piano role for Imperial, and in 1919 he and saxophonist Duane Sawyer made four sides for Jeanette and Pathé. In November of 1919 he was leading his first Jean Goldkett Orchestra at the Detroit Athletic Club. Soon after, he had a second orchestra playing at the Chinese Gardens restaurant, one of the largest in Detroit, but when the owners had financial trouble in 1924, he and Charles Horvath bought the building, which they renovated and opened as the Greystone Ballroom. He got a recording contract with Victor, and the first recording date was March 27, 1924, for which he was paid $225 per record, with no royalties. In the 1930s, Goldkett worked in radio and concentrated his energies on operating his dance halls and managing the 20-plus bands that bore his name. Jean Goldkett orchestras were still performing into the 1950s. He died of a heart attack in Santa Barbara, California on March 24, 1962. Here are three from Jean Goldkett, which I don't think have been played on the show before.
Thank you.
The Gene Goldkett Orchestra with vocalist Van Fleming and an old Italian love song on Victor 22123, made in Chicago on July 27, 1929. It took four people to write that song: Walter Hirsch, Charles Harrison, Harry Sosnick, and E. Clinton Keithley. Before that, theater organist Jesse Crawford, accompanied by Goldkett's book Cadillac Orchestra, directed by Owen Bartlett, with Kentucky Lullaby, written by Ned Miller and Chester Cone. That was recorded in the Wurlitzer Building in Chicago on October 1, 1926, with take two of five issued on Victor 20257. Originally, the showroom of the Rudolph Wurlitzer Company's store on Wabash Avenue in Chicago featured a two-manual, seven-rank organ, but by the time of this recording, it had been replaced by a much larger style 260 special with three manuals in a curved console, 15 ranks of pipes, plus seven tuned percussion pieces, and 14 traps. We started a little tribute to Gene Goldkett with Frank Munn singing the Al Dubin lyrics to Joe Burke's tune, Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me. Victor 22027 was recorded June 14, 1929. Last week, March 20th, marked the birth in 1897 in Logan County, West Virginia, of early country and Piedmont blues musician and songwriter Frank Hutchison, billed as the Pride of West Virginia. He was best known as a slide guitar player, where he held the guitar in his lap and used a penknife as a slide. He was exposed to Appalachian music by his grandfather, who played fiddle and banjo. Hutchison worked in the coal mines of Logan County before and after his recording career with OK between 1926 and 1929, during which he recorded 41 sides, only 9 of which were issued. 3 were recorded with Logan County fiddler Sherman Lawson. Hutchison was eventually able to leave the coal mines to run a store in Lake, West Virginia, where he also served as postmaster. The family lived above the store, and when it burned down, they lost everything. Hutchison moved to Ohio, where he once again worked as an entertainer, but had a problem with alcohol. He died in Dayton, Ohio, on November 9, 1945, of liver disease. Here are 3 from Frank Hutchison.
I know it's true, no other car run like a Chevrolet do. Give a quarter full and a gallon of gas, she won't let no other car pass. Ha ha ha, she hum like a bee, the Chevrolet 6 can't be beat. Everybody knows a Chevrolet car, everybody knows they're the best they are. You want to have a time of your life, buy a Chevrolet and take your wife. Ha ha ha, she hum like a bee, the Chevrolet 6 can't be beat. Up together and drive her along while we sing this Chevrolet song. She runs like a Buick, can't you hum like a Stutz? Watch that Chevy strut her stuff. Ha ha ha, she hum like a bee, the Chevrolet 6 can't be beat. Chevy way back on a hill where I had a moonshine still. I fired up the still, poured in my mash. Just then I heard another car pass. Ha ha ha, she hummed like a bee, the Chevrolet 16 BB. Got in this time for a can't get away. Jumped in my Chevy and stepped on the gas. Blowed my horn and then I lay. Ah, ah, she beep, beep, beep. Chevrolet 6 can't be beat. Tell your boys what the Chevy done. She left them cops right on her run. Pull her guns, they shot at me, but the Chevrolet 6 can't be beat. Ha ha ha, she hummed like a bee, the Chevrolet 6 can't be beat.
Got a very blues, got no heart to cry. Got a very blues, got no heart to cry. If a blues don't kill me, boys, I'll never die. Sometimes Some people say the worry blue's not bad. Some people say the worry blue's not bad. Them the worst old things a man ever had. They make you believe what is upside down. They make you believe the world is upside down. I travel this world, but it's all around. When you got the blues, you can't eat nor sleep. When you got the blues, you can't eat nor sleep. What are you gonna do then? You'll walk around like a beast on his feet. Dreamt last night, lot all back in bed. I dreamt last night, a lot all back in the bed. I dreamt last night, that woman I love was dead. That woman I love, she's done dead and gone. That woman I love, she's done dead and gone. She left me here, trying to sing my ragtime song. I don't know she's dead and gone. Went to the graveyard, looked in a woman's face. I went to the graveyard, looked in a woman's face. I love you, honey, sure can't take your place. Take my chair to the river, boy, then I'll sit down. Take my chair to the river, boy, then I'll sit down. If a blues overtakes me, go to rock over before down drown. I woke up this morning, freight train on my mind. I woke up this morning, freight train on my mind. I believe old Rounder, the better hike on down on the line. Gonna leave this country, sure gonna leave it soon. Gonna leave this country, sure gonna leave it soon. And if I sold the world, they sure gonna have my room. When I leave here, just hang crepe on your door. When I leave here, just hang crepe on your door. I won't be dead, I just won't be here no more.
Thank you.
The West Virginia Rag on OK45083, recorded January 27th, 1927. Before that, Worried Blues from April 29th, 1927 on OK45114. I've played Riding in a Chevrolet 6 by Oscar Ford, but we started a little tribute to Frank Hutchison with his composition, The Chevrolet 6, made July 9, 1929, on OK45378. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.